You're listening to a Big Finish production.
Oh, this is beautiful. Oh, you don't like it? Look at the sun! Is that the sun?
Don't look at the sun. Didn't anyone ever tell you never look at the sun?
It's green.
Yes, well, it will be. We're on Iphias.
Oh, the grass is crunchy.
So it is. We must be in the Vale. Come on, up this way.
Oh, the Vale of Iphias. I like it. Somebody's going to try and kill us, isn't it?
Or eat us. Kill us, then eat us. And who could blame them? Look down there.
Those people look like they're starving.
They are. The Vale of Iphias. This is one of the famished lands.
Famished?
This war is starving civilizations out of existence.
How? There's no sign of war here. It's peaceful. Nothing but lemon skies and green sunshine.
This planet may be pretty, but it's not very self-sufficient. It relies on off-world trade for the majority of its food supplies. The Time War has cut off most of its supply routes.
Look at the people down there. There's nothing left of them. They're walking skeletons.
They're people. Come on.
So what is this place? A refugee camp?
Or a ghetto. I don't think anybody came here out of choice.
Well, that looks like some sort of aid convoy. Over there, look. People are queuing up.
Excellent. People are helping. I do like to see people helping.
Please assemble in one line and food will be distributed evenly. Do not push.
Oh. They look like they haven't eaten in weeks.
Well, where's the food, Bliss?
Do not push forward. Everyone will get their turn.
I don't see any food anywhere. And who are they?
Aid robots? Aid robots with lasers.
Get down!
What do we do?
Nothing. We'd be dead before we got anywhere near. But I am going to find out who is doing this. And I will make certain they don't get to do it again.
I can assure you, Eronwyn, the process has been monitored under the strictest laboratory conditions.
There was nothing untoward in the early test cases?
Nothing. Although...
And here we go.
There was an anomaly in the algorithm of some of the perception enzymes. It's all in the records. Nothing of serious cause for concern.
You are now entering a restricted area.
Nothing? You sure about that, Zendo?
No, I don't think... Where are we going? We're not allowed down here.
I am.
What's through here? What? On Iphias?
I'd say this was a serious cause of concern. Wouldn't you?
I don't think anyone's chasing us.
Unnerving, isn't it? Right, let's hit your ride in the back of that truck.
What if it's full of laser gun robot soldiers?
Then I might not be responsible for my actions. I'd like a word with whoever it was just slaughtered a dozen starving people. In we go! No robot soldiers, armed or otherwise.
You needn't sound so disappointed.
Mm. You see people starving, you feed. You don't shoot. Why are they wasting ammunition on people who are clearly starving to death?
Doctor!
Why? I mean, if they'll die anyway.
Doctor!
To put them out of their misery? Oh. An act of kindness? No, not like that. Never like that.
No. There are less terrifying forms of euthanasia than a firing squad. Oh, look, a town.
Civilization, or something which may pass for it if we don't look too closely. Which we will, of course.
Well, what?
Look too closely. Bliss, look at those people over there.
Where?
That group on the corner. What do you notice about them?
They're emaciated. That does seem to be fairly standard round here.
Emaciated and?
Happy.
For people starving to death, they seem in remarkably good spirits. Should we go and ask them why?
Hey!
Come on, jump!
No, but really, I'm fine.
Well, I think you underrate yourself. You're more than adequate.
Oh, thanks for the vote of confidence.
Please. Hungry. So hungry.
Hello, I'm the doctor. This is my friend Bliss.
You have food?
We don't, actually, sorry. But we are here to help, if we can. What's your name?
Emery. My name is Emery. You must have food. Please.
Doctor, laser robot at 10 o'clock.
Hungry. So hungry.
Is that the name to the old man?
Excuse me, Mr. Laser Robot, is it?
No.
No? Not Mr. Laser Robot. Apologies. I must be thinking of someone else.
Emery, get out of here quickly.
Do you have a brother called Mr. Laser Robot? Sister, cousin, grandmother?
Where did he go?
Oh, who?
The famished man.
Oh, actually, speaking of famished, you don't happen to know where we might get a bite to eat around here?
The shops are that way.
Oh.
Come on.
Bye then.
Hello?
Hello?
Shop. Is it a shop? It said grocery store on the front, but I can't see any groceries. What is that?
Oh, it's a jelly. You wouldn't want it with ice cream, though. Look at it. It's just like primordial soup.
And as if by magic, the shopkeeper appeared.
Hello. Hello yourselves. See anything you fancy?
Is that a joke?
What can I get you?
We'll take some of your finest gelatinous gunge, please, good man.
Coming right up.
Remind us again, what do we do with this?
What do you do with it? Got ourselves a comedian here.
You see, I am funny.
There you go. Bon appetit.
You eat it. Yeah, you eat the great wobbly goop.
What else would you do with it?
Well, off the top of my head, it looks like it'd make a pretty good lubricant for a quantum energy drive or a Ford Focus.
Are you too hungry? You don't look hungry, are you? Are you hungry?
Maybe a bit peckish.
Oh, now she's joking. We're a double act. Would you look at the time? Thanks for the jelly, but we must dash. Cheerio, come on, Bliss.
Alert incoming from Sector 3.
Sector 3? Sector 3's grocery stores. Why am I being bothered with the grocery stores?
Alert incoming from Sector 3.
Yes, you mentioned.
Alert incoming from...
Sector 3? This had better be a matter of extreme importance.
Just had a couple of customers that were a bit odd, Mum.
In what way odd?
They said they were a bit peckish.
You are aware of the current global famine, Sector 3. It'd be odder, surely, if they weren't a bit peckish.
Yes, but they didn't look it, Mum. They looked healthy.
Healthy?
Yes, Mum. They seemed quite well fed.
Were they government officials?
I don't think so, Mum. They didn't appear to know what the I-Corps was. They called it a gelatinous gunge. I'm sending through the visual capture. It's quite a clear image.
Thank you. We'll investigate.
Yes, Mum.
Security alert, Sector 3. Two unknown persons with clear access to a food source. Action an enabler to ascertain purpose. Find out who they are and who's feeding them.
It has to be some sort of food supplement. The jelly, surely something that looks this disgusting must be good for you.
Laser robot.
Good afternoon.
A polite laser robot.
How may I help you?
Good afternoon. I'm the doctor, this is Bliss, and you are?
I am an enabler. I am here to help.
So help me with this. We were in a sort of township earlier. A whole army of your enablers lasered to death anything that moved. Were they helping?
Yes, they were there to help.
They killed everyone.
They helped them to die.
And what is this?
This is Ichor.
What is Ichor?
You must be hungry.
Why must we?
There is a restaurant nearby. I will enable you.
Enable us to do what?
To locate the restaurant. I insist.
I've never been taken to dinner at gunpoint before.
It's the only way to dine. Will you be eating with us?
I am here to help.
You could put the laser away. That would help.
Koskovian consomme, coddled sunfruits, roasted Zanastusian idlebird. Oh, Bliss, try the sauteed damsel eggs. I didn't know you could get them outside the seventh nebula moon. This is quite the menu.
Then why is everyone else in here tucking into plates of that putrid grey jelly?
This is a Ronwin in famine relief. Patch me through to military.
I thought famine relief was military now.
You're a digital computerized artificial intelligence. Don't make jokes.
Apologies. Patching you through to military. It has not been possible to patch you through to military at this time. If you would like to leave a message, please speak at the...
This is a wrong one. We've got a couple of non-project personnel down in Sector 3. I have an enabler on them, but I just wondered if it might be some of your lot having a look around, given the recent unusual development in the relationship between our departments. Call me back when you get this.
One sauteed damsel eggs and one roasted idlebird. Enjoy.
But these are just two plates of that grey gloop.
Or are they?
They are, yes.
It is Ichor.
Yes, see, now, you said that earlier, but then when I asked what is Ichor, you didn't answer me.
You must be hungry.
Why? Because everyone's hungry here? This Ichor, it's some kind of synthesized food replacement, artificial nutrition.
Ichor was developed by scientists in response to the global famine.
Well, they could have made it look a little more appetizing.
Starving people will eat anything. Dig in.
But it's really food. What does it taste of?
One sauteed damsel eggs and one roasted idlebird.
Oh my. This is absolutely delicious.
Really? Because I've eaten better idlebirds.
This is really, really good. It suddenly looks like food.
The grey jelly?
No, but look, it doesn't look like grey jelly anymore. It looks like, well, I have no idea what sauteed damsel eggs are supposed to look like, but if I had to hazard a guess, this is it. And look at all the other diners. There's food on their plates now. All the grey jelly has turned into actual food.
Perception modifier. There's something in the Ichor sending a signal to your brain to make you think it's a visual and taste sensation. It's not working on me for some reason. All I see is grey gloop. All I taste is grey gloop, putrid grey gloop. I may leave room for dessert on another planet.
Immune? What do you mean, immune?
The male is not susceptible to the perception nullifiers. He won't eat it.
Has that happened before?
Not to this extent. Everybody enjoys the taste of Ichor.
These bio-readings you sent over, can there be some mistake?
My system does not detect any errors.
Then they're not from Iphlius. Have they indicated their origin in any way?
Negative.
And what are they doing now?
The female is complimenting the chef. The male is examining the Ichor with some sort of probe.
Send them in. Assume that they're hostile.
Affirmative. Adjusting systems for external teleportation.
Well, now, you are an interesting little dish, aren't you? Perception modifiers to make you appetizing. High fibrous matter to give the sensation of fullness. But what is your nutritional value?
Who are you talking to?
The food.
Why?
I have questions.
What is the probe?
A screwdriver. But there's something not quite... Oh, no, what's this? How long have people been eating this gloop? Bliss!
I'm here. What is it?
The I-Corps.
You are hostile. You will be enabled to leave.
Let go? What are you... A teleport? Bliss, what?
Doctor!
You are hostile. You will also be enabled.
You have to catch me first.
You are hostile. You will be enabled permanently.
What did you do to the doctor? You didn't laser him. What was that, a transplant? Missed! Just... Where is the doctor?
What's this? Teleport bay. But we're... Oh, hello.
Did you enjoy your meal?
Well, put it this way, I won't be leaving a tip.
Who are you?
A seriously dissatisfied customer. Oh, now that's interesting.
Stop there. Don't come any closer. What's interesting?
You're no stranger to a decent meal.
Nor are you.
No, but I'm not from round here.
We noticed.
Iptius is one of the famished lands. Your food supplies have been decimated by the Time War.
What do you know of the Time War?
Well, get to me later. First, please, tell that enabler to leave my friend alone.
Gladly. I just need you to answer some questions. The quicker you talk, the quicker it'll stop shooting.
What do you want to know?
Tell me your name and where you come from.
I'm the Doctor. No fixed abode.
Where are you from originally?
I'd rather not say.
Why not?
People have mixed reactions.
Tell me.
Promise not to judge?
Tell me or your friend will be disintegrated.
Very well. Originally, I'm from a little planet called Gallifrey.
Gallifrey? You're a Dalek?
Oh, lost it, I think. Oh. Excuse me?
Ring out, you're hungry. Ring out, you're hungry. Oh. Hungry? Ring them out. Ring out, you're hungry.
I don't understand.
Gallifrey.
Yes.
The Daleks are not from Gallifrey.
Well, where are you from?
I am not a Dalek. Do I look like a Dalek?
I don't know. I don't know what a Dalek looks like.
Then what makes you think I am one?
Gallifrey, I'm sure that's
Time what... Lords, the Time Lords, are from Gallifrey. What? What's that face for?
You're a Time Lord.
Finally.
That's worse.
You're not serious. You are serious. Worse? Seriously?
Your war...
It is not my war. Believe me, I am here to help. Radiation fallout has destroyed the crops on Iptius. Your trade routes are interrupted. What can I do?
Leave us. We found a solution. Our scientists have created a synthetic nutritional substitute.
The I-Corps, tell me about it. And stop looking so frightened of me. You are the monsters here.
Excuse me. Hi. Hello. What's going on?
Drop wagon.
What's a drop wagon?
I'm collecting up the hungry, aren't I? Mind out of the way.
Help me. So hungry.
Oh, I've seen him before. Where are you taking him?
Nutrition centre. Soon have him back on his feet.
Can I come with him?
Why? Not hungry, are you? No, I see you're not. What do you want with the nutrition centre?
I work there.
Then what are you doing down this end of town?
Huh? Oh, I got lost.
I'll say. Hop in, then. There's no room up front. You'll have to get in the back with old Emery there.
Hungry. So hungry.
No problem.
The first we knew of the Time War was the loss of a merchant interstellar fleet in the Sea of Nemesine. The entire fleet vanished without a trace, except for one distress call.
What was the distress call?
It was fragmented. The signal kept breaking up. We managed to piece together a warning that a war was waging, or raging, it wasn't clear, to the five galaxies. That the army of Gallifrey and Skaro was looking to swallow up the universe.
It's not one army. It's not the army of Gallifrey and Skaro. They are two separate armies.
Two armies?
Fighting each other.
We hear stories, rumors of whole planets, entire civilizations disappearing. The shadow of the war creeping closer. The Sea of Nemesine's a no-go zone. It's our main supply route. We thought we would starve before the Time Lords and the Daleks reached us.
Please understand that this is not a war against you. My people are at war with our enemies. Iptheus is not our enemy.
And yet your war is killing us. Was killing us. Until we develop the Icor. Now at least some of us may survive.
Are you okay?
Not as well as you. There is some flesh on your bones. Not much, but enough.
It's not on yours. Not on anybody's, but the people in this wagon are the only ones hungry. Why is that?
It does not fill us.
What doesn't?
The jelly. We eat and eat. And still we are hungry. It does not work for us. Not like it does for them.
But everybody out there is skin and bone. If they are eating the ichor, the jelly, if it works on them, like you say, why are they so thin?
I don't know. It fills them. It fills them, but
it doesn't feed them.
No. They eat and are satisfied, but still they grow thinner and thinner. It is no matter to them. They are content.
They're more than content. They are deliriously happy. Everywhere we've been, emaciated, cheerful people. Except for
what?
When we first arrived, we saw more people like you. Hungry.
So hungry.
This nutrition center, what do you know about it?
This is the Icor processing plant.
What was that?
Nothing.
And that?
I'll leave you to look around.
Why?
I trust you.
No, you don't.
Just don't touch anything.
No, I can't promise that. Yep, definitely going to touch something. Yes, for instance, what is this? Mood generator. That's why everybody's so chirpy. But where's the nutritional value? Traces of minerals, but nowhere near enough to sustain life. Why produce a food substitute that doesn't actually nourish?
Hey! Get down from there.
Oh, hello.
How did you get in here? Why aren't you wearing a mask?
Sorry, would you mind taking the mask off? I can't quite understand what you're saying.
The fumes are dangerous.
The fumes are what? Sorry?
The fumes are dangerous. You should be wearing a mask.
Oh, right. By any chance, do the fumes make people see things that aren't there? Because that would explain why I can suddenly see green monkeys dancing across the ceiling.
We've stopped. Are we here? Are we at the nutrition center? Huh? Not you again.
You are hostile. You will be enabled. You will exit the vehicle.
And what about these people? Are they hostile?
They are hungry. They will be enabled. Empty the drop wagon.
Where are you taking them?
All the hungry will be taken to the feeding station.
Wait a minute. I've been here before. This isn't a nutrition centre. There is no feeding station. It's just a holding area. It's a ghetto in the very worst sense of the word.
They are hungry. They will be enabled.
Well, I know what that means. You're just gathering people here, rounding them up in one place so you can kill them.
I am here to help.
I know. You're here to help them die.
Dance, monkeys! Dance!
Sir, you really must get out of here.
Now, there's a gibbon doing a foxtrot with an actual Zardonian fox.
There isn't.
You are not a monkey. Neither are you.
It's the fuse. Sir, please leave the room. The chemicals in here are highly toxic.
Oh, I don't like it. The apes are taking over. The orangutan is multiplying. How is it doing that?
It's all in your head. You shouldn't be in here. The toxins are deadly if you're not wearing a mask.
The shadows are ganging up on me. I see you! I see you!
Yeah, let go of me!
We need to get out of here. Run!
Famine relief, this is Aronwen. Speak.
Zendo here. There's an intruder in the processing plant.
An intruder? Really? How did they get in?
I don't know. You might want to ask security to review surveillance.
I might, yes. Which part of the plant are they in?
Well, that's the thing.
What's the thing?
I found him in the catalytic chamber.
Dead?
Not dead, no.
Not dead? But he wasn't wearing a mask.
How do you
know? He wasn't wearing a mask, was he?
No.
Then why isn't he dead? Where is he now?
That's the thing.
I thought him not being dead was the thing. Where is he?
He ran off towards the hangars.
He could walk.
He was quite lively, considering the fumes should have liquidized his brain.
Oh, wait. He ran off? Towards the hangars?
I couldn't stop him.
No matter. They will.
Reassemble in one line and food will be distributed evenly. Do not push.
I've been here before. They got everyone to line up just like this, exactly like this.
They have food.
No, they don't. It's a trick. It's a trap. Once you've formed an orderly queue, they'll open fire.
No. They're enablers. They're here to help.
No, then why are they armed?
As a precaution.
Against what? A group of emaciated people. What are they going to do? Faint on them?
Please assemble in one line and food will be distributed evenly. Do not push.
That one has a teleport cuff hanging off its belt. Oh, if I could just distract it for a moment.
All right.
All right, what?
I believe you.
Emery! Hey!
While it's busy killing me, take the teleport.
Move!
No, wait. Get up!
You said they're going to kill me anyway.
I am here to help. You will be enabled.
Take the teleport.
Got it.
Stop.
Thank you.
Go well.
You too, Emery.
They're in your head. They are in your head. Better. Much better. Knock, knock. Who's there? No, worse. Much worse. It's all in your head. It's all in your head. My imagination really is first rate. That is terrifying!
Doctor! Oh, At last.
Yes.
What are they?
Don't worry, they're just in my head.
I can see them.
Well, you're in my head, aren't you?
Doctor,
Now, wait. Are you really here?
Yes.
Is there an army of giant skeletons standing in front of us?
There is, yes.
Shall we?
Let's.
Run! How did you know where to find me?
Why, I didn't. The Enabler's teleport had 20 preset locations. I tried 7 before I found you. What is going on here? It's more than a famine.
I'm fairly sure our bony attackers have something to do with it.
Where are the hostiles?
They have been encircled by the Legion of Bone.
Excellent. Send a couple of enablers to mop up the mess.
Also, a blue wardrobe has been discovered in the Nutrition Center.
Enabler 0460 has a wire loose. Can you disable its weapon systems? I'll send it down. Blue wardrobe.
It belongs to the hostiles.
The wardrobe? Why would they travel with a wardrobe?
Not with it. In it.
Show me a visual. I don't think that's a wardrobe.
That is my estimate, based on dimensions and materials. A wardrobe. Or a small garden shed.
In which they travel through space.
It is only an estimate.
Disengage your weapon and place it on my desk.
My weapons system is disabled.
Mine isn't. Cancel the repairs to 0460. Now brace yourself. I think we've captured the ship of a Time Lord.
We're completely surrounded. How do we get out of this?
I'm thinking. That's a point. Thinking. How are they thinking? How are they moving? They seem sentient.
They're robot skeletons?
No, they're organic. Born and bred in the Vale of Ithias.
They're alive?
But not exactly living their best life. Traces of mood generators, perception modifiers.
What?
I will never stop being surprised at how monstrous the universe can be. And in so many different ways.
Doctor, what?
The brain's still in there, altered, reduced.
Huh?
But very much still functioning and furious. Who can blame them? Absolutely livid, but...
What?
If I can pitch the waveform exactly...
Ooh! Oh! How did you do that?
A frequency that only skeleton giants can hear. Well, skeleton giants and Eridian hunting bears. That should confuse them for about 60 seconds. Now, move very slowly and incredibly carefully. Quiet, okay? Now, move.
How?
You told me the I-Corps was a synthetic nutritional substitute.
Did I?
My coat has more nutritional value than that gloop.
That's why the people eating it are still losing weight.
Who are you? Or rather, what are you? Your bioscan reads differently. You're not a Time Lord. Are you a Dalek?
I'm Bliss. Why don't you answer his question?
He hasn't asked one yet.
This stuff you're feeding everyone, it tastes like food. When you eat it, it suddenly looks like food, but it's not food. It makes people feel full, but it's a trick of the brain. Everyone is still starving to death, but they're so dosed up on mood generators that they have no idea.
It isn't everyone.
What isn't?
Everyone isn't eating the I-Corps, therefore everyone isn't obliviously starving to death. Very quick to throw about absolutes, aren't you, Doctor?
Why? That's my question.
Because it's kind.
No!
They're going to starve to death anyway. It doesn't hurt to make them happy.
So it is euthanasia.
And why isn't it everyone?
What?
Why aren't you eating the I-Corps? Why aren't you starving to death?
Yeah, good question.
It wasn't an easy decision, believe me.
What wasn't?
We tried rationing. There's not enough to ensure a reasonable life expectancy for everyone. There's enough food stored to feed 10% of the population for 4 years.
Or the entire population for a couple of months. So a few live, or all die.
But that wasn't the original plan. You were developing a synthetic alternative. The I-Corps, it's so close.
So's the war.
What does that mean?
What's the use of feeding a planet that only stands to be destroyed? At least now we may be able to defend ourselves.
Well, they do say an army marches on its stomach.
We have an army. A legion of bone.
Those skeletons.
Yes, one of the active ingredients in the I-Corps is a genetic modifier. It speeds up the starvation process, but as the flesh and muscle melts away, the bones become stronger, more sinewy. The brain mutates and degenerates until it's incapable of conscious thought, but it's obedient, like a dog, and full of rage.
Those skeletons, they were people who ate the I-Corps. You're turning your own people into those things.
Planet of raging skeleton warriors, your own people.
To defend ourselves against your people.
Rather than use your scientific knowledge to try to find a solution to the famine, you've used it to create biddable, raging cannon fodder. A few self-appointed privileged few get to live, while the rest are sacrificed.
Don't judge us. We tried. We tried to create a synthetic nutrient source. It was an accident, the genetic modification. We didn't set out to create an army. We just wanted to find a way to feed ourselves. But time was running out, and all the while, rumours of your great and terrible war. Such stories we've heard. The Time Lords and the Daleks. Awful and merciless. We made a decision.
To reserve the food supplies for 10% of the population. The rest are turned into warriors of bone.
Doctor, I ate it. In the restaurant, I ate the I-Corps.
What is going on? Why isn't this working? Aronwen!
Not now, Sendo.
The Legion is out. They're loose and they're not responding to the control.
What? What have you done to my army?
Who are you talking to?
What have you done?
Not so biddable now, are they?
Aronwen, they're destroying the compound. If they get out of here, they'll tear Impius apart.
What did you do?
I altered the frequency on which they operate. I think you'll find they only respond to this now.
Looks like your army's got a new general.
Aronwen!
Call them off!
Hello again, the Doctor here, your bony army's new commander-in-chief.
Make them stop!
See, now, for a newly commissioned army general, I am really not a big military fan at the moment. I'm not sure giving orders is really my thing.
Please!
Stop them!
On one condition. You've shut down this whole operation.
All right, agreed. Just stop them.
Thank Impia.
They're dormant for now.
Doctor, what about me? Will I change into one of those things?
It's painless. You won't know it's happening. You've seen the effects of the I-Corps. People are content.
I'm not content, Doctor. I'm frightened.
Of course you're frightened. You're dying. It doesn't work on everybody. Some people are still starving and feeling it.
Not many. They are looked after.
You round them up and shoot them.
What else would you have us do? A few live or everybody dies.
You don't have the right to choose the manner of a person's death. And this is worse than death.
What's going to happen to me?
Nothing is worse than death.
You're taking away thought and feeling. Depriving them of choice, conscience, recognition, understanding. Everything that makes a person who they are. Death, real death, would be kinder.
Real death would serve no purpose. At least this way they could have helped to defend this planet against your war. They could have done some good.
Doctor.
Yes, I need you to trust me. The time you've wasted creating your skeleton army could have been spent on developing synthetic nutrition.
But then we would have no defense.
Gallifrey has no interest in attacking Iptheus. What possible tactical advantage could be gained in the defeat of a starving planet? You are more of a threat to your people than we are.
Pardon me if I don't take your word for that.
If you kill me, you will bring the fury of Gallifrey down on your people.
We have an army now. You've seen their strength.
The doctors disabled them with a screwdriver.
Modifications will be made accordingly. They should have pulled you apart like candy floss. We'll make sure of it next time.
An army of skeletons is no match for Time Lord weaponry.
We have your ship.
You won't be able to get inside.
Which is why I have a gun to your head.
You could have just asked nicely.
Open it.
I don't think she likes you.
Keep your hands where I can see them.
All right, then. All aboard.
Oh, they're amazing, isn't it?
What is this?
A taster of Time Lord power.
This is impossible.
You think this is impressive? You should see what we can do with subatomic time waves. Bit of a draft, Bliss. Would you close the door?
Sure.
Stop that. What are you doing?
We are 1,500 years in your future, in another galaxy.
What does that mean?
It means put the gun down or we won't give you a lift home.
I don't believe you.
Bliss, get the door again.
Yeah, check this out.
The Time War. A glimpse of it. How do you think your Legion of Bone will fare against that?
It is worse than any nightmare it would be possible to dream.
I'm sorry. But what you are doing, it isn't kindness. It's genocide.
I can save your friend. It is possible to halt metamorphosis in the early stages.
It had better be.
And we will begin distributing the I-Corps to everybody on Iptheus. We will all eat it now.
What? No, why?
You have shown me that there's no hope for us. Better for all to die, oblivious to reality, than screaming in that nightmare.
No, there is always hope. Always. I will persuade the Time Lords to protect the Seas of Nemesine. You can begin training again.
But the war
may not touch you. Feed your people, pursue life, live like you'll live forever. You'll only be wrong once.
You'll free up our supply routes.
If you withdraw the I-Corps, yes.
People are addicted.
If they cannot feed that addiction, eventually they will learn to cope. They'll recover. A decent meal will help.
It will be a long, slow process. Their digestive systems will find real food difficult to process.
Give them the chance. Allow for the possibility of survival.
Iptheus may survive.
That's the spirit. But you... you will have to confess what you've done and face whatever consequences the survivors of Iptheus demand.
Aronwen, there are enablers all over the plant closing down the equipment. You're really halting production?
Yes.
Thank Iptheus.
Yes. Where's the army?
They've returned to the hangar. What will we do with them? They're still alive.
We're going to look after them. They can be useful until the population regains its strength. And then we're going to let them rest. The doctor said soothing music and the sound of the seas will be pleasant to them. Their lives will be short, but we can make them sweeter. And I will spend the rest of my life trying to atone.
Will they forgive us, do you think? The people, when they realize what we did?
We did what we thought was kindest, in the circumstances, as we understood them at the time.
Do you believe that? Really?
It's the only way to live with it. We will try to make amends and take whatever punishment the people see fit. We can't go back in time. We can't know the future with any certainty. We must do the best we can with what we have, here and now.
Here, eat this.
What is it?
It's food.
Oh, I've heard that before.
It's my mother's recipe. It'll put hairs on your chest. Don't worry, you shed them after a couple of days.
Oh, it's not bad.
And speaking of home... Hello, Gallifrey.
Doctor, what do you want? We're rather busy here.
You know, you're right, Bliss. She is different. Another regeneration, Tamazan. The war must be going well.
It's always an honor to serve Gallifrey in any way I can.
Actually, that's the reason I'm calling. What happened?
We secured a spectacular victory against the Daleks.
Well done.
But now the Dalek time strategist is fighting back on a new front.
I was hoping you might be able to avoid the Seas of Nemesine. It's a key supply and trade route for a cluster of tiny planets, and your shenanigans are starving them out of existence.
Did you not hear me? The Daleks are now threatening the multiverse.
Yes, well, it takes two and all that. Seas of Nemesine. You able to protect them?
Doctor, there are fissures in the fabric of space-time which the Daleks are using to crack open multidimensional temporal irregularities. You want us to worry about a tiny, inconsequential trading route?
You need to come to the Panopticon immediately. All hell is breaking loose.
I have to go, Doctor.
But the Seas of Nemesine, the trade route.
We must develop new strategies to counter their devious conspiracies. Espionage and subterfuge have been underused in this war. We must look to more than spectacle and bombast to thwart their schemes. We have more unusual weapons that we have not yet utilized. This is not a time to be fighting and squabbling amongst ourselves. Our enemies are united. The walls between realities are cracking. All worlds everywhere across all dimensions stand in peril of eternal darkness. We must stand together.
Unusual weapons? What do you mean?
The Doctor.
The Doctor? He won't have anything to do with the war.
He called to ask a favor. Well, we have one to ask him in return.
You've been listening to Doctor Who The Time War Series 3, The Famished Lands, written by Lisa McMullen. The Doctor was played by Paul McGann, Bliss Raki Thakra, Eronwyn Natalie Gumedi, Zendo Emery Raj Ghatak, Enablers, Aid Worker, Shopkeeper, Drop Wagon Driver, Waiter, Andrew Fettis, Tamazan, Adele Anderson, Digital Voice, Comms Message, Tracy Wiles. Other parts played by members of the cast. Directed by Ken Bentley, produced by David Richardson, script editor Matt Fitton, executive producers Nicholas Briggs and Jason Hay-Gallery.